Beat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.
Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
Yo.
Yo, Tuesday, December 10th, and I said it in the last hour, this time 2 weeks is going to be Christmas Eve. Oh my God. I actually, in some ways, I love Christmas Eve as much as I love Christmas Day. Eve.
Well, the anticipation is almost always more exciting than the event itself.
I love the hustle and bustle of Wexford Main Street on Christmas Eve.
I love the pub on Christmas Eve afternoon. No, it's just a great vibe. Everyone's home. Yeah. Everyone's out. They're all set. You know you're going to be cooped up all day tomorrow, so they're getting the last into them, the last chats.
I think it is so dramatic, people thinking that they're cooped up for one day. Let me out.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
I love it. I get you, Niall. I love that. Because you're seeing friends you haven't seen in ages in the local, and I'm like, who are you going to see on Christmas Eve? I haven't seen you since like third class. I haven't seen you since 50.
You're home from Australia disimproved, I see.
Jesus, man.
A little update for you. I was talking to my mom yesterday. I said it on the show last week, nobody had mentioned Christmas, remember? Like, we hadn't talked about like what was happening or whatever.
You didn't have an official invite.
No, it's okay, we're good, we're in the circle of trust and we have officially been invited over, but I'm doing like a kind of an early morning kind of Christmas drink thing at my house. Ooh. So I need to up my game, lads, okay? The expectations are so low when it comes to me. Like, if they got a cocktail sausage, they would ride out of that house like on horseback thinking they were kings and queens.
Cordon bleu, they call it.
Yeah. So I need to take them like by surprise on Christmas morning. I need to shock them with some kind of pastries and kind of like, I just need to blow them away. And that is my plan. I shouldn't have said it here. I've put it out there now.
What about one of the things you haven't mentioned? I know what happens in the family home later, but for your soiree gathering in the morning.
That's what I'm talking about.
Is there any entertainment?
Well, I'm the entertainment. I'm doubling
no
up.
No games or anything like that, no?
Oh, no, you wouldn't peak too soon. You wouldn't do games that early. You would not do... No. You've got to ease them into the day. You've just got to provide the festive cheer at that hour of the morning, you know? But, I think I need to wow them with something. Like, last year I went out to Kathy's house and she had, like, a full spread of, like, bacon and pancakes. But turns out afterwards she bought the pancakes in Super Value. They were pre-made. Yeah. She was fobbing them off as something like she'd done herself.
You just outed your best friend on the radio.
She told me.
Kathy Wex.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm doing something. I'm going big. Going hard or going home, as they say.
Right. Okay, good morning to you. It's Tuesday. Packed show ahead. Busyness. We're here till 10. Good morning.
Holidays. Turn it up the speaker loud.
Breakfast.
I don't know the words, but I love it. It's such a banger. I want to make it number one for Christmas. Turn it up.
Hey, if someone worked hard on that bit of audio to go out with the name of the show and you were just singing over it. Imagine the person who slaved over that for two hours.
Poor David Hammond just crying somewhere.
That's a really good excuse to play it again. Just roll it back.
Eat breakfast.
We love Christmas.
It's impossible. It's too much of a banger to not sing along to, lads. It gets me going.
It's what it is. It's your summer in the southeast for December. That's what it is.
Give me the lyrics. Turn it up. The speaker's loud. It's time to celebrate.
Time to celebrate.
Oh, lads. Come on now. Come on. Let's get
lyrical
behind this.
Lyrical genius, whoever made that.
Yeah, lyrical genius. We've got 13 days to really, like, kind of hit this, like, hit the ground running with this. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Leave it with me. Let it percolate, shall they say.
Right. Let me get my notes.
Okay.
Today is Wednesday, which means it's time for Beats the Intro.
Oh, my favourite day. I love this.
Okay. We got an interesting one for you this morning.
Okay.
So you know the deal. We play part of the intro of a very well-known song, and Sho and Killian both play, but I need you to play along and see, are you better than them? Okay, can you get a higher score than them? Because it's hit and miss each week. Now, this week, we're going into battle, and the usual rules, so it's a point for the artist and a point for the song title, so maximum 10 points.
Killian can go first
this morning. Okay.
Okay.
So this morning, you've both got a theme, okay?
Oh.
And there's a couple of tough ones in there, but the theme may help you to work it out.
Okay.
So for you, Killian, the theme is colours. Colours.
Oh, so like
songs of colours in
so,
the title.
Oh, like the actual colour in the title.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I think it was like Brat, so like a song off Brat, so I was like green. Oh. because it's okay, very green.
Your brain does work differently. We accept that.
I work differently in general. Yeah. Okay. Everybody
song
knows that.
Number one, and we're going back to 2008 here.
Okay.
Oh, Black and Gold, Sam Sparrow.
Oh, well done. 2 points on the board. Well done. Yeah, absolutely bangers. You're not
really here. I was obsessed with that. And the music video when I was younger.
Complete one-hit wonder, wasn't he?
Kind of was, to be honest. We never heard of him again. Right, let's get to song number two. Now, this is old, okay? But it is iconic.
Is it older than him?
It is older than him. The original may even be older than you. That's how old we're going.
It's ancient.
But it's been re-released loads of times over the years. So here we go.
Oh.
Oh, it's got a colour in it.
It does, it does, it does. Absolutely iconic. Probably, arguably one of the best dance songs of all time. One more time.
Yeah, I know it. Is it the Apache mode?
Nope. You're in the right zone with bands. Was that a year end? What's it called? Can at least give me the title.
I don't know it either.
I know the music. Yeah. I know. Right, I'm trying to think of colours. Is there something with blue in it?
It could be.
Blue moon. Blue moon.
It happens, I think it's January 14th, roughly every
year. Blue Monday.
Okay.
And I don't know the artist.
Okay, we'll give you a point for Blue Monday. It was New Order.
New Order, yes. No, I didn't know it.
Okay.
You see if I can help you along. Don't stress.
I don't think there's. You're lacking jeopardy there when you're handing it to him.
I didn't hand it to me. I said it before he confirmed it.
I never thought she'd be the tough one this morning. Okay, let's get to song number three. This is much more recent. I don't know if you'll get it. Let's see.
It's a Christmas song.
It's
from 2023.
What is this?
We played it a lot.
Did we?
But you may not have.
Oh, Paint the Town Red, Doja Cat.
Well done, Killian.
No, you're wrong. It's not. Well done. You're right in there. Would you believe the man who might be joining us later?
Lately,
I don't think I've ever heard it.
That's not fair.
Okay, song number four. Oh, this is another toughie, but we're going back to 2002. This was the biggest selling single in the UK.
I know it. Oh God, that's like, look at my arms. Goosebumps.
Okay, so if you're getting goosebumps, it must be like a Westlife or a Spice Girls or something along that line.
It's very similar vibes to like a boy band, but
now you're helping him.
I know, but I
don't know if he'll ever get this because it's not your thing.
Oh. Will Young?
Oh!
Ooh, yes.
What's the name of the song?
Now, Think Colours.
Think Colours.
Yeah.
Will Young, red, green, blue.
And interesting fact, Westlife actually recorded it first. It was an album track, and then it was his song from when he won Pop Idol and it was the biggest selling single of 2002.
It could easily be a Westlife. You could hear that.
I see him getting off the stools.
Yeah, off stools,
the last
chorus. Do you want me to say what it is? You don't know,
Yeah,
do
I don't
you?
Know. Black for Good or something, I don't know.
Black for Good.
Yeah, Back for Good, Black for Good, I don't know.
No, it's Will Young, Evergreen. I'm gonna take this moment and make it last forever.
I do know it now. I'm gonna give my heart
away. Point there. And pray to stay together. Well, colours.
No,
colours,
not my era.
Okay, and final song is from the year 2000.
Oh, Coldplay,
There's only one song that they have.
Yellow.
Well done.
What a thing. Yeah, I know the guitar part.
Your arrival to that was hilarious. Like, everybody else would get the colour first, but you're Coldplay. Is it blue, pink, purple?
Is that me done?
We got 6 out of 10 this morning. It's not a bad score. There's a few toughies in there.
I know Ross has sent a voice note there, and I know he's given out about Blue Monday. I know well.
Beat the intro on this Wednesday morning. Play along. Killian got 6 out of 10. It's over to Show's turn now. And Show, your team is food.
Oh, well, look
food
it.
Food items.
Look it. If ever a musical theme was meant for me, it is food.
I can't even think of any songs with the food in the title.
Oh, we'll be surprised.
We'll see now. We're going to start in 2014.
Can I commend you on this creativity this morning? 2 weeks to Christmas. You could be just phoning it in, but you're not. You're here and you're showing up.
Okay.
I appreciate this.
2014. What are we talking?
Oh, come on, Show. From the first note.
She's got a blank face. Going one more time.
Is it Maroon 5? No. Is it Maroon 5?
Yeah.
It's Maroon 5, but I don't know the name of the song. Now I'm slagging you over the yellow tape. I'm feeling naughty. I'm feeling.
The music video is them at a wedding, if that helps.
I haven't seen a music video since.
I'm feeling. It's
we
not
need
like
to push her now, Niall.
Okay, what food are we talking? Something.
Can I say it if you don't know?
Yeah, you'll have to say it.
Sugar.
Sugar.
Oh, well. Sugar.
Yes, please.
Sugar is food. Don't even start at me now. Sugar is food.
Oh, it's a substance now, is it?
What else do you do with sugar?
I'd say there's some scientists out there that would question whether or not we would call sugar a food.
Right now.
Google it, please.
Is sugar a food?
Yeah, sure. Look, have you seen Elf, haven't you?
Sugars, like all foods, are carbohydrates.
Like a food. It's a carbohydrate. There you go. Right. 1 point out of two.
Not bad.
And I only gave that to you. Okay. Here's number two, and we're going to 2013. Now, no expressions from you, okay?
Okay. 1975 chocolate.
Yeah! I was worried he'd give it away immediately, going, oh, squealing or something.
What a tune.
I mean, it's not as if I don't, like, sit beside and live and breathe somebody that lives and breathes in 1975.
These are easy ones for sure,
yeah,
and all from 2013, 2014. You're giving me ones from the 80s.
They're only easy
She's got an older one coming up in a mo. This one is actually quite easy too, song number three. I'd expect you to get this.
Well, did you ever hear it?
Here we go.
I knew you'd kick her off with this.
A little bit of a name drop here, lads, but I might have sat down in a very famous Dublin hotel with one of these boys. Two of them. No, yeah. Two. Anyway.
Only one of the brothers is in that band.
This is DNCE and Cake by the Ocean.
Well done.
And I only just found out what the cake is.
I know that.
Did you find out what chocolate was?
No.
Looking up after.
Okay, let's keep going. 2005. Let's see if you get this one.
No, but you see, it's only easy if you know it, Sterling. It's great. It's great for you to tush in the corner, but I don't get that.
One more time.
I'm not into like intros and riffs. And, like,
leave me alone.
Like I suspect, just because I'm guessing, like, is it something like, is it like... Is it Candy Shop or something like that?
No. Who sings Candy Shop?
Is it Christina Aguilera?
This is a different version. I take
you to the candy 50 shop. Cent.
A point. Give me a point for the song. Well, okay.
Putting that out of somewhere.
Just back there.
Okay, and
you see your screen.
You got it. No, there's no titles on the screen.
Killian.
I'm very clever about that too, because I know she can see.
I would not cheat.
It says Show Song 5. Yeah. That's what it says. Okay, there's your old one now. We'll see if you remember.
So we're level
this.
Now. We're on
You're
six.
Currently level.
Oh.
She's got one song left, okay?
Jeopardy.
This is the
exactly
Jeopardy.
Exactly what I wanted, people. Exactly what I wanted. Okay.
Okay.
This is a big moment. This is a big moment on Beat Breakfast. Okay, go for it.
That's way too much of an intro now. You're
I was giving her up to the vocals, which I normally try and do.
And all that I can see is just another lemon tree. Lemon. All that I can see is just another.
I need a song title, an exact song title, and I need an artist.
And all that I can see is just another. It is Lemon Tree.
And who's the artist?
I haven't a bloomin' notion.
I wonder how, I wonder why. Yesterday you told me about the blue sky.
Van Morrison.
What?
Is that Van Morrison?
No, it's
they were called Fool's Garden. They were from Germany, I think.
Unfortunately, I'm sorry to Fool's Garden if you're out there and you're still plugging away. Like a great tune, but there was not a hope in hell I would remember your name.
I think it was number one for 4 weeks in 1996 in
Ireland.
Yeah,
no, I remember it. I just wouldn't have remembered the artist.
You did really well and you just pipped him by a point.
Oh my God, I won.
I know, but you got like really recognised. Yeah, no, the DNC one and chocolate, like really recognisable riffs, and I got two from like
Coldplay,
the 1976s.
New Order number one, Sam Sparrow number one, Will Young number. You got four number ones. Only poor old Gavin James didn't make number one.
Yeah, an intro I've never heard. That
there
was
you
mean. You could have gave me like
See,
black and yellow.
Congratulations on being a magnanimous winner this week.
Thanks. It really doesn't happen very often, so I'm just going to take it. That was brilliant.
Rob.
You pulled it out the bag.
Get up, I woke up this morning.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Tree Leanne was on from Wexford. I don't know, is it the text one or what, but she just said, I watched that movie the other night. I bloody loved it.
Yes.
Just gives you the feel good feel.
Yeah, go on, you good thing. I've loads more for you if you want me to. I'm close to doing like a list, like doing a post, like doing an Instagram post. Shows Christmas movie suggestion list.
Sue was on as well for Shows movie list. I don't know if you've done this one. The Christmas Drop. Brilliant, she says.
I've done that one, darling. Been there. Got the t-shirt.
So these like NAF Hallmark / Netflix movies, I'm proving this morning that anybody could put one together, could, you know, and all I need to know is what's your occupation and we will write the plot line for you. So let's chat to Joanne. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
How's things?
Grand, not a matter.
You feeling the Christmas vibes yet? You feeling festive?
I am, and I just watched that film yesterday.
Which
that
one?
Show was on about
the text.
Well.
The text one.
Text one.
Right. Yeah. Was the text before Christmas?
It was very good.
It was indeed, Joanne. And I mean, the title alone is a winner. But then you've got the beautiful granny with the gorgeous grandson, and the girl who's unlucky in love. And sure, look, the rest is history, isn't it? Mm.
There you go. You had it all in one.
Yeah. Do you like these kind of movies, Joanne?
No, not normally. Normally it did wreck my head, but yeah. Sometimes you just need, you know, on these films that you don't have to pay attention to.
You do, yeah, darling, true. You do. It really
fodder
is.
Fodder for the brain.
It takes you to a world that we didn't ask to go to, but we're delighted we went there in the end.
Okay, so right, we're gonna write a movie plot line for one of these cheesy movies all about you. So Joanne, you just need to reveal, what is your job? What kind of work do you do?
I'm a dog groomer.
A dog groomer.
Oh, Joanne.
I don't think that's been done yet, has it?
Do you love your job?
I do, yeah.
Okay. And can I ask you, how many dogs a day are you doing, just for the purpose of the plot line here?
Around six.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now okay. I'm going to give you the title.
I'll give you the title, and then Sho's going to give you the plot line of the movie based on your life for Christmas. So this movie is called How the Groomer Saved Christmas. Okay. And if we're ready to go,
Joanne.
Yep.
Okay. You can just listen, okay? And picture yourself in this blockbuster for 2025. Joanne is just a girl from a small town in northern Wexford. She's grooming her dog grooming business. She's working there, overworked and sweating, when on Christmas Eve she's about to close the doors, hand back her last poodle, she gets an unexpected knock at the door.
Who could it be?
In walks Seamus with his beautiful pooch, Paddy. Paddy needs to be groomed ASAP. Seamus has got to bring Paddy to Ballycanoe for Christmas with his family. Seamus is extremely wealthy.
Oh, brilliant.
Nice.
Okay. Over the course of the dog room, there's water flying, there's foam everywhere. They're trying to keep Paddy on the table. They're moving around each other. Sparks fly.
Yeah, they're both getting sweaty together.
Seamus and Joanna.
Joanne,
that's you. Fall madly in love at the dog grooming table. It's unexpected. Neither of them saw it coming. Seamus, at the last minute, asks Joanne if she would like to come for Christmas dinner at the estate of Seamus's family in Ballycanoe. Joanne pauses for a second. She loves her job. Does she want to leave for Christmas to stay with Seamus's family in Ballycanoe? Hell yes,
she does.
He's loaded. She goes to Ballycanoe for Christmas, and Seamus and Joanne and Paddy and the whole family live happily ever after.
How the groomer saved Christmas.
With the poodle.
With the poodle. All the dogs are there. You set up a new business there on the estate. It just all works out for everybody.
Joanne, would you watch this movie?
I surely would.
I would.
Like, who falls in love over a dog grooming table? It doesn't happen. Like, it's
not,
just
not when you see the state of us while we're there.
Happy Christmas, Joanne.
Happy Christmas, darling. Have a great
day.
Bye.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103. Wake up.
Do it. I am a trainee train driver.
Hey! We are genuinely, like, I suppose, in awe of you, darling, because it's not something that you hear every day.
It's a fascinating job, and yeah. I would imagine it is a very narrow field to try and get into. So fair play for getting
far.
I asked you off here, but like, has this always been within you, or is it something that just kind of later in life you were like, actually, you know what? I think I'll drive trains.
Yeah, I think it's definitely. Look, it is something that came late. And I think if anybody who knows me would know, I don't like driving in general.
Okay.
So, but I ended up driving buses and now I'm driving trains. So obviously it's just for me. So yeah, and I love it. Yeah. Absolutely love
it. What do you love about it? What gives you the buzz?
I don't really know. It's just, I mean, it was a complete change. It was a complete change altogether. Like, I mean, it took 23 weeks training. So I was away from home for 23 weeks.
Wow.
Packed up on a Monday morning, back home on a Friday. Wow. And it was just, it's not something that you go into with any sort of knowledge. So you're completely starting from scratch.
Yeah.
So it's like you're learning all the rules of the railway. You're learning all of the lingo of the railway. You're learning, you know, all the aspects of the train. You know, how to obviously fault find if there's any issues on the train. Mm. And I loved absolutely every minute of it. And I remember coming home and being like full of oil and grease and dirt. And even my husband saying to me like, oh my God, like you won't get a bucket of coal here. And look at you like attaching trains to other trains and wagons to locomotives and just love it.
You've just found your passion, haven't you?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah, definitely.
Lorena, as you embark on this new career, and I know you're doing the training at the moment, you'll be driving footy soon, hopefully. I just need one thing of you. I just need one thing, okay? I need the food trolley back on the Waterford train.
Yeah, girl, like, come on, you've got a bit of power now.
You've got power, come on.
Yeah, you're a strong, independent woman, you can do this. You can do it for the Southeast.
Do you know what? I'll definitely bring that. I'll bring that in with me later when I book on later on today.
Okay.
That's the first thing I'll mention to my depot controller.
Please
okay.
do.
Well, you are an absolutely worthy recipient of your own kind of cheesy Christmas movie. Yeah. And this is one that we have put together for you, Lorena. You
oh,
are
I can't
the
wait.
Star and you alone. And this could possibly be a number one on Netflix next Christmas. So let's just do the first radio play of what we are calling Festive Love on the Tracks.
I love it already. I'm in.
Lorena is a train driver from County Waterford. It's Christmas Eve. She's making the long and frosty journey from Waterford to Dublin. Unbeknownst to her, there is the Duke of the Dacia on board, travelling to Dublin to sign some legal documents. The Duke of the Dacia is extremely wealthy.
Of course he is.
He's not in a good mood. He's working on Christmas Eve. He's not happy with the train route. He demands to speak to the train driver.
Why is he not happy with the route? Like, Lorena can't change the route. Please, the route is the route.
Please do not question the general premise of the movie right now. They bring
the process.
Yeah, thank you, Lorena. They bring him to meet the train driver.
Oh, can you request that on Irish Rail? I want to meet the driver and I want to meet them now.
He arrives at the little door where the driver is doing the job that they do, driving the train. And the Duke of the Dacia is awestruck. He's flabbergasted. He's speechless at her beauty. But he must make his point about the route.
Yeah.
That is what he came for. He argues. She fights her corner. He asks if he can take over the steering. Is the steering right? Is that what you do?
Do you steer
a train?
The controls, yeah.
He asks if he can take over the controls.
That can't be legal.
She says no.
Definitely not.
She is sticking to her guns. He's so impressed with her passion.
And feistiness.
Her drive, her determination, and how she works the control pad. He invites her to live in his chateau in the south of France.
Amazing.
It is the Duke of Dacia and the train driver Lorena who live happily ever after. And she now drives trains through Gay Paris.
Oh, mama, ooh la la. Please don't tell your husband about this storyline.
No, I hope he's not listening.
You've gone off with the Duke of the Dacia and you've lived happily ever after.
You're now rich and you're driving trains.
I've gone off the rails altogether.
Yay! Oh, Lorena, you're a star and best of luck.
Oh, that was brilliant. Thank you so much.
No, thank
I cannot you. Wait to hear your dulcet tones over the intercom when I'm taking the train to Dublin.
Well, I'm going to be keeping an eye out for the Duke now at every station.
Please, you never know when he's going to get on board and
never
take
know,
over the controls.
Never know.
Listen, we want to say congratulations to you, darling, for absolutely smashing it this year and best of luck for
Thank
2025
you so
Happy
in that
Christmas,
train,
Lorena.
All right?
Happy Christmas.
Bye,
guys.
Love. Bye.
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
So, it is this. Name something that you have to lick. Okay, now you could lick anything. You can lick any type of food. I'm talking about things that you just they need to be licked for maximum benefit, okay? So there's lots of different foods. There's also items, office related maybe items.
Oh no, this is really hard. What
name something that you need to lick. Okay, what do you need to lick? Keep it clean now, everybody, keep it clean. Something that you need to lick. Certain summery treats maybe. Pens down. Pens down.
Oh, lads, that was hard. Oh, show, you did really well.
She's got a good bit written down there. Yeah. Okay. I know she's laughing at her own answers, which means we're in for a treat here.
No, no.
You go first, and how many do you have?
I only got four.
Four, okay. Something that you need to lick.
I said a lollipop.
Yeah.
A stamp.
Yeah.
An ice lolly.
Yeah.
Your lips.
Your lip. I'll give you
oh,
your lips.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Keep them okay,
and then I couldn't include anything else because it might be a bit explicit.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's a family show.
Right, go for it. How many you got? Is it seven, did I see?
Oh, I think 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay, now let's see if we'll accept all of these answers.
Okay. A call-out cough. Ice cream.
Yeah, as in a 99.
Yeah, or like any kind of ice cream, like as in an ice burger I'd lick around the side.
Well, if you had some ice cream in a bowl, you wouldn't lick it.
I beg to differ. I beg to differ now because I get it up on the spoon and I might lick it before I put it in my mouth. All right?
Okay.
An ice lolly.
An ice lolly, yeah.
A sherbet dip. Saw it in the shop the other day. So, you know, it's got like the licorice stick in it. Mm. It's like a tube.
Yeah.
And then I'd lick the sherbet off.
Okay, tenuous, so we'll give you that.
An envelope.
An envelope, good one.
Although,
I should have got that with the stamp.
A terrible fear of this because someone told me once that spiders lay eggs in those.
I've heard that old.
And then they grow on your tongue.
Yeah. And also nowadays, actually, you often don't need to lick them. And I've made that mistake of licking them and then realising that didn't need to be licked.
And it tastes not great. A dib dab.
Now, sherbet fountain and dib dab, you're putting
completely
in
separate products.
Two separate
and completely separate items that you're licking. So you're licking a you're licking a licorice stick with a... Yeah. A sherbet dip.
Just suck a dib dab.
Like dib dab. Suck.
It's
no,
it's a lollipop. Well,
no, it's a particular lollipop. Yeah.
Okay. One next.
A separate lollipop on its own
lollipop,
with no sherbet.
Standalone lollipop. Yeah.
Ice. Sometimes, now, if you're not feeling well, they suggest that you lick some ice to get your hydration back.
Who suggests?
Some medical people. Nurses, doctors, please let us know if that is correct.
Is anyone working in the medical field, have you ever recommended that somebody lick ice?
Yeah, well, I have personal experience of this. Eve was really sick years ago. Aww. With like a really bad... No, I'm not trying to bring the tone down or anything like that. It's just like, she's fine. She just had a really bad vomiting bug. And I remember ringing the care doc and they said, if you can't get liquid into her, put ice on her mouth and like just let her lick it. Yeah. So that she, you know the way when you're really ill and you can't like even...
Yeah. Okay, that does
Niles, like, Niles
should
Googling
you,
it.
Should you lick ice?
I would so love a nurse to come forward this morning. Go
honestly,
on.
I did think of ice when I was thinking of things to write down, but I was thinking of, you know, the child in that old pot noodle lad who licked the whole stuff.
Who has not licked on a cube of ice in their lifetime? And finally, I want you to bear with me for this one, okay?
Okay.
Because I know most of us have done it, but we might not be able to kind of admit it. So when we get a really hot soup... Mm-hmm. Soup is my answer.
Soup, so. You lick soup. I ring you to a restaurant and you're going to lick the soup.
So when we get a really hot soup and you're like trying to test it to make sure that it's okay to drink.
You blow on it.
You blow on it and then you take a little lick. So you get the tongue in there on the spoon and you lick a little bit and you go, that's perfect, now I can have it.
But the answer, should it not be spoon instead of soup?
No, because
spoon would have been an acceptable answer when you think of cookie dough and stuff like that.
No, I wouldn't be licking the spoon. I'd be going straight for the lick of the soup.
Licking the soup.
So would you be accepting all those and would you crown me the winner of the
I'm going to crown you the winner because you definitely had six there. The ice and the soup, I'm not sure about. If you're going around licking soup.
Any nurses out there?
Anyone in the medical field? Thank you so much, Aoife.
Thanks,
darling.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102, 103. Wake up.
Do it. Here you go, show.
It's a holiday. Beat. Turning up the speakers louder, we can celebrate.
Beat Breakfast.
We love Christmas.
It's a holiday.
Not sure anyone's getting behind this the way they did somewhere in the southeast.
It'll just take time.
Okay.
Just take time.
I know we don't really have time.
By Christmas Eve, they'll be chanting it on the streets and the music celebrate. Right. Dave is not the only one on his way to Dublin. And you just want to talk about this because we just need a little bit of support, help, tips, advice, right? Explain what's going on this week.
Okay, so tomorrow, myself and Niall and Killian and a lot of the Beat Gang actually are heading to the Big Smoke.
Big Smoke, everybody. And the Culchie's on tour.
A day out. Friday the 13th, and we're going to our Christmas party for the first time with like a lot of new people in Dublin. And yeah, there's a little bit of like nervous excitement, anticipation. You know, it's going to be a lot of people there. It's going to be a lot
hundreds of people. We've lots of new colleagues across radio. And we're a
lot of famous people, actually. You know, there's a chance of being starstruck. Yeah. And I suppose
you're not allowed to go near Pat Kenny. That's all I'm saying.
I've met Pat Kenny before.
You're not allowed to go near him at the Christmas party.
Why do you not want me to go near Pat Kenny?
I know you'll be wanting pictures and all that kind of stuff. And the man just wants to go out and have a shandy.
Yeah, I just want to repeat that Late Late Show episode. Pat Kenny.
When have you ever heard me go on? Like, Pat Kenny is great, but like,
you
I don't
went
think
up
I...
to Bertie O'Hearn once.
Bertie O'Hearn.
Bertie O'Hearn, yeah. And went, oh my God, Bertie, ooh, I love Bertie.
No, she was actually quite calm, but she was stunned. Anyway, that's nearly here now.
It's not Pat Kenny, it's Brian Dobson I love. I don't know why you have a thing about
me. He doesn't work in our company.
I know, but I'm just saying, I'll be fine around Pat Kenny. I'm not going to lose the run of myself with Pat Kenny. Anyway, the point is, we're nervous. Mm. We need a little bit of, like, I suppose, encouragement, advice and tips for us in the Big Smoke tomorrow night as the Beat Breakfast crew to kind of put our best foot forward. You know us better than anybody else.
Yeah. So it's a Christmas party, the do's and the don'ts. We know the obvious stuff, the HR stuff. Don't drink too much. Don't make inappropriate comments. We know all that
stuff. No flirting.
Yeah. Well, actually, interesting you mentioned that. Can I just very briefly talk about this lady? She's from Wexford and she is a HR expert for 20 years. Melissa Stone, legend in her field. But she's been given some advice to the Daily Star about this, what not to do.
Okay.
Right? Couple of quick things. She says that you do not mix business with romance. Okay? Okay, Killian? No, do not mix business with romance.
That was just, it just happened last year. I was on stage with my bass guitar. The girl thought it was hot, and next thing you know, it happened.
No physical contact other than a handshake, she says.
And firm. Make it firm.
Here's one for you, show. Avoid oversharing, she says, at the Christmas party.
Well, I'm going to talk to Pat Kenny. I'm going to talk too much.
Overshare with Pat Kenny. Okay. And the final one is don't ignore the dress code. I haven't even heard of it.
The dress code, I suppose, is like smart glam. It's Christmas. It's glam. It's sequins. It's sparkle. It's like, let it out.
I wonder how many people you're going to tell about those Olivia Rodrigo tickets.
Anyway, the point is we need you this morning.
Based on your own experience from Christmas parties, what would you advise us to put our best foot forward and to shine at the Christmas party, but not annoy anybody?
Yeah, so we need you to give your advice to us, and in exchange,
wait now. If you think we got big prizes, never mind your 205 grand on the Christmas cash machine. What are you offering for the best tip this morning, show?
So obviously, I will give you a Beat Breakfast travel mug as the year is drawn to a close.
Wait, that's not it.
But inside that cup, right? And this has never been done before. I'm pretty sure this has never been done on Irish radio. We were gifted a box of celebrations from Kathy and Lisa in Folks Mills yesterday. They are unopened. You come on air this morning and give us advice for our Christmas party in Dublin. I'll give you a travel mug and I will fill that mug with whatever your favourite celebration is.
You pick your favourite celebration and we'll take them all out and put them in the mug.
Every single one of those celebrations will go into your mug, and I promise I will do it myself. I will hand pick them, and that is a prize that money can't buy.
Can't buy that.
We really
your
need
money
a
is no good here.
Bigger budget on this show. Like, what have we come to?
Come on, we need your advice this morning.
Let's go. So good to us this morning with your tips. I want to just run through a couple of quick texts that have come in. Controversial one, show. Don't share a loo with someone at the Christmas party because having to wipe in front of a colleague is not fun.
I mean, I wouldn't do a cubicle with someone, but I certainly have, like, you know, gotten into chats with people. Like, that's where I've done some of my best work.
You would do a cubicle though if you were with...
I don't think I'd do... Well, actually, I did a cubicle with Valerie. I did, you're right. I did a cubicle with Valerie.
Valerie's another breakfast presenter here in Ireland.
And you're right.
You did a cubicle together.
Did you wipe? We did it all.
Yeah. Same cubicle.
We were.
That's disgusting.
Me and Valerie like that now.
She gave me a wet willy.
She did.
Okay, another tip here for you, the text. For all the ladies wearing lovely glam dresses, double and triple check that after being to the loo that the amazing dress is not tucked into your knickers.
Good point.
That's why you bring someone to the cubicle. That's why you bring someone to check.
What did you
say? I said show's going commando.
I am not. I'm not.
Okay, loads of tips in. Sharon, good morning and happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Hey.
How are you, darling? Are you well this morning?
I'm good. And you?
Yeah, we're really good. We're excited for our Christmas party in Dublin tomorrow night. A little bit nervous, as we said, because, you know, we're meeting a lot of big kind of radio people and it's our first time and it's going to be loads of them and we're like the country people coming up for the night to Dublin. Do you know what
yourself.
I mean?
I'm sophisticated. I'm an urban boy.
I'm not. Anyway, we asked you to give us some advice. So what is your lovely advice for Sharon? We're very grateful for this. Go for it.
Just be yourselves, because your personality, when you walk into a room, your personality will just outshine everybody else.
Sharon, you're so lovely.
Oh, you're a sweet talker.
And actually, now that we have you, you're very sweet, and thank you. That's very nice. Is there anything that you want to say to Killian? Because, you know, he's still hopeful that there might be a little bit of like romance.
Would you think romance at the Christmas party is a good idea?
No.
Well, it happened last year. I don't see why I can go for two for two.
Well, it's up to himself.
Yeah, but
if
now also,
wants to let him go first. Let
I know,
go
it's first. Been a year, Sharon. It's been a year.
Yeah. Context also, last year, you were in the band. You were the main man on stage, you know? So,
this year, we're like up from the country.
Yeah.
But that might stand in your favour.
It's probably a fetish for some people.
A fetish. Sharon.
probably.
Carlo is a fetish.
You are an absolute star, Sharon, and you might have heard this is a prize that's probably not going to be given away on Irish Radio this Christmas, so I have said that you can have your favourite celebration from the celebrations box. Please reveal
now,
to the
now hang on, just don't rush into a decision here. Think about it for a moment, and Sharon, give us your decision. What is your favourite celebration?
It has to be the Galaxy.
Oh, she's taking the good one.
The caramel or the normal one?
Any of them.
Sharon,
you sound
so gorgeous. I'm giving you all the galaxies, and I tell you, that Garen Noon fella was right. They've absolutely ripped us off with the celebrations, but I'd say you're looking at about 10 to 15 galaxies is going into the Beat Breakfast travel log for you. Happy Christmas, darling.
Thank you so much. Happy Christmas.
Have a good one.
You're a star.
Cheers.
Bye, Sharon.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103. Wake up.
Do it. We're going to have a little round of blind rankings. You know how this works. It's five things on a subject. You got to put them in order on what's great, but you don't know what's coming next. So see if we get this right and play along yourself. Right. I think you should go first this morning, Joe. So have you got your wheel ready, Killian?
I do. I'm going to give it a big spin.
Spin that wheel, baby. Yeah,
let's
go
do
on.
It then.
Get it out.
Okay. So you could get Christmas carols, Christmas hits, 80s or 2000s.
Oh, the anticipation. What would it land on? Here we go.
Christmas hits.
Okay.
Could be anything in Christmas. You know the score. 1 to 5 without knowing what's next. Here is number 1.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
Michael Bublé.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's the best time of the year.
You know what? My soul is a little lesser for not seeing Michael Bublé for about 4 years.
He hasn't really toured much, has he?
No, I think it was pre-COVID. I think it was 2019, and myself and Cathy went to see him in the Three, and he was brilliant. But we
went to see him in the Three.
Is it not called the Three?
It's not the Three. It's the Three Olympia. The Three Arena.
Kathy went to see him in the Three.
We went to the Three.
Never mind.
We had a Hino in the Three.
We went to the Three. Never mind. Anyway, just me and Kathy in the Three.
Christmas concert or was it?
No, it was a summer concert, but we were seated and we were raging because, like, you know, you want to dance to Boobles.
Do you?
Just tour his Christmas album each year?
Like, swaying. No, not Christmas. Like, no, there was no Christmas
general.
This was like summer. Like,
Haven't Met You Yet. That's the only song I know.
Everything Home. This was the hits tour.
Oh.
Anyway.
The massive of Michael Bublé hits.
We got asked to sit down by two grannies.
Okay.
Yeah. we were too wild.
That'll be you in a few years.
Too wild in the Three.
Right, where's it going? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. I mean, it's very joyful, but I don't think it's one of the best Christmas songs ever. So I'm going to put that at number 4.
Okay.
What's it called? Have a holly? No.
Holly jolly Christmas.
Okay. Yeah. 4. Yeah.
Okay, number 2. Here's your second song.
Feliz Navidad.
Oh, I love Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
That's such a happy song.
Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Amazing.
I want to wish you a Merry
it's banger.
Christmas.
Right, where's it going?
From the bottom of my heart.
Set her off, Niall.
I would say, I'm going to shock you with this, I only discovered Feliz Navidad when I found Tom.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I didn't know the song before. It's been around for years.
And did Tom bring it into your
life? Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have paired the two of them together.
Yeah, yeah. Spanish speaking.
He only likes cool music.
He makes an exception at Christmas. Okay. So I feel like it, I associate with meeting him. So I'm going to put that controversially at number two. Mm. It is a banger.
Okay, but you still think there's something better to come.
I do, boy.
You do. Let's see if it's song number three.
See ya.
Something's coming. See ya. You and your fringe are going in at number five.
That's a great song.
It's grand. I mean, it's pleasant, but it's not up there.
No, it's not a classic.
So you've got one and three left for your final two songs. A risky
move,
yeah, but here's your fourth.
It's the most beautiful time of the year.
The street spreading so
much cheer. It's okay. I should be
playing in the winter. We know it's a favourite of Killian's.
Best Christmas song of all time.
It's very cute. Oh God, what a statement. Yeah. What a statement. I'm going to put Biebs at number three.
Number three.
What's
okay.
it called? What's it called?
Mistletoe.
Mistletoe, yeah.
So
okay.
She's only one start left. It is her number one. So everybody gather round. This is Show's opinion of the best Christmas song of all time.
Closing my eyes in hope. Yes!
Loop that one.
Make my wish come true. All I want for
all right, she's singing.
I woke up this morning and I had a good feeling about today.
Did you?
And it has just been proved. Number five is Sia, Santa's Coming. Number four, Holly Jolly, Michael Bublé. Number three, The Biebs with Mistletoe. Number two, Feliz Navidad, don't know who sings it, don't care.
Yeah.
And number one, it's Mariah, All I Want for Christmas. I'm exceptionally happy. I'm happier than I've been all year with that.
Okay. First time you got a list right, I think.
Right, some questions. This is a very grey area. Mark was onto us. Does the singing band, the show singing band, get lifted for Christmas songs? It's a grey area, isn't it? You don't want to shush anyone at Christmas. You don't want to contain them at Christmas time. But we have to have some rules around the place. Yeah, I'm
rebelling. It's the end of the year.
You know what's funny
back.
About you when you sing? It's like sometimes she can actually be really good, and like really like it can go one way, and then it's just like, oh,
you just never know what way it's going to go. And when it goes bad, it's like
it's
real
really
bad.
We're in the car really together. Bad. Sometimes she'd be like, oh, I'm like, well done, show. You know, hitting all the notes. And then sometimes I'm like, oh.
Okay, are we ready? Are you ready?
We're
to spin
ready.
The wheel?
Yeah. I've got it here. I'm gonna give it a twirl. Okay, so you still have Christmas hits, Christmas carols, 80s or noughties?
Oh, carols.
Carols or 80s, I think, would be my...
Your forte.
Oh, it's in the between and it's on Christmas carols.
Christmas carols, yeah. This is right up my street. I was in the school choir for many, many years. Always did the Christmas concerts and I love my carols.
I'm going to carol service tomorrow night for Eve School. I love it. I think it's so wholesome. Very Home Alone, isn't it? Mm. Very Home Alone.
It's going to be tough, though, to put them in order, isn't it?
Yes.
Very difficult. Yeah, yeah,
some bangers. Yeah. Some bangers here. Right, so you know the score and I'll five pieces of audio ranked from 1 to 5 without knowing what's next. Hit number one.
This was recorded in the 70s.
Yeah, toilet.
It's a banger.
It is. It's beautiful.
It's a classic.
It sums up Christmas, but it is a little slow.
It's very Christmas Eve. Like it's very the church on Christmas Eve and everyone, like the family out together and you put your best coat on, you know?
I'm going to put, it is Away in a Manger, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm going to put it at number four. Away in a Manger. Away in a Manger. Right, let's move on to carol number two.
Get better than this, lads. If you've just tuned in,
you don't know what's going on.
Welcome to Beat Breakfast with Niall Shoney.
All the hits. Look beautiful, absolutely stunning, and again sums up Christmas.
Around yonder.
Number three, Silent Night. I prefer something with a little bit more pep in its step, you know.
It doesn't have a bite. Mm. It does what it says on the tin, though. Yeah. Silent Night.
Number three.
It's the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la.
Oh, it's a banger.
Oh, God.
What's the title of that? Deck the Halls?
Deck the Halls.
There's not enough of that in the world,
I'm going to go number two.
Yeah.
Deck the Halls. It's up there, you know.
Get it in.
I love
it
a fa-la-la. You can't beat a fa-la-la.
La la la.
We've got two left, so we've got one and five on my list. Here's song number four.
Oh, hark the heralds. Oh, jeez. That does something to me.
Really?
That's wonder why you had your legs crossed. Heart to herald angels sing. Yeah. I mean, I probably got this wrong. That probably should be ahead
this
of the
is
slow
hard.
Ones.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to put it as my number one.
No.
Hark the Herald. So it has to be number five. I know what I'm holding out for here now for number one, but I don't know if it's going to be in the selection, right?
Oh, God.
So
okay.
This is our
Everybody
final
pray.
Song. Needs to be one. Let us pray. Okay, let's do it. It's going to have to be number one. I'm not this happy with that.
That's a tune.
It is.
This is in my sleep playlist. This exact version of it.
Oh, come
oh
all
my God.
Ye faithful. Yeah, love it. Love it. I've just, I look, I thought A Holy Night might pop up there.
It's not really a carol though. It's more of a...
That's my Christmas day. That's what I remember from Mass.
I know, but like
Christmas
it's a Christmas day.
Day
it's more of a solo, isn't it?
You can't
it?
Get them all in. I get it. It just, you know.
It, does Oh Holy Night have the one where it goes,
fall on your knees, oh hear the angels
sing. So, number five, Hark the Herald's Angels Sing.
Yeah.
Number four, Away in a Manger. Number three, Silent Night. Number two, Deck the Halls. And number one, O Come. All ye faithful.
Is there anything to be said for just like banging out a few more, like getting a feel for what people's hymn preferences
no,
are?
No, I think
this
we'll
morning.
Get some Rudy Silva and Touch Me in the Morning.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102 103. Wake up,
do it. It's time. Shut up and drive. So how difficult is this theory test thingamajiggy? Is it? A lot of people say, ah, oh, it's easy as anything. But I think it's got tougher. And somebody who's gone through it at the moment is Sophie, who was lovelily nominated by her Uncle Ben. And they're both on the line this morning. Hi, guys. How are we?
Hello.
Hello.
Well, how are you getting on?
Good, good.
One of you sounds happier to be here than the other. Ben, like, you have to take responsibility here. You have put your niece up to this challenge this morning. Is that fair?
Well, all I can say is I'm delighted to be here. And I can't...
Come here. Actually, just before we chat, Sophie. Ben, if the theory test was in front of you right now, do you think you would get a very high score?
I don't know. I did it about 20 years ago and it was grand. But then I did my motorcycle test there just last week. But they only ask you a few road signs because I'd already done the theory test years ago. So,
like,
I got no fault against me. So I was all right, like.
Well done. Well, I don't know if you know this, Ben, but I'm pretty sure that there are almost 800 possible questions in the theory test.
Ah, sure. Sophie knows 802, so.
That's confidence.
That's like a proud uncle right there. Sophie, when is your theory test?
December.
Okay, she's not giving it away. No. Just like
identified when she goes in. You know, the other one that was on the radio.
Yeah, I want that.
Yeah. And are you feeling confident about it? Like, have you studied or what's the story?
I haven't really. I need to do a lot more.
Okay.
Like, did you hear what I was saying about my mom was like telling me every time I rang, she was like, Davey, my brother was up in the room like studying. Do you think there is a good bit of work to be done on it?
Kind of. Well, I just see the questions on the app. Like, it's... Yeah. I don't properly study.
You're just studying.
And you probably have other exams. Are you in school at the moment? You have Christmas exams?
Yeah,
exactly. Okay. Up to 90 with exams.
Right, we're going to give you the beat break. Sorry, Ben.
Pretending that she's on TikTok, but she's on the app on the RSA app.
Okay.
Go on, Sophie.
Okay, a couple of quick questions.
Yeah, we are going to give you and Sophie. So, Ben, you need to step up here. Uncle Ben, shall we call you? All right. You need to step up here and help.
It's like Spider-Man's Uncle Ben.
We were thinking the rice.
Yeah, I was thinking of the rice. Are you, Uncle Ben, are you up for it?
Yeah, go on.
We better
drive on though, because if we get this girl to school here, she's giving out to me.
Oh, sorry,
Uncle
Ben, for inconveniencing you. Oh, sorry.
Question number one, Uncle Ben and Sophie, go for it.
Right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Unless otherwise indicated, what is the maximum speed allowed for a car towing a trailer on a national road?
They're conferring.
What did you say?
60
plus. 60 plus.
Go higher.
Higher.
80.
It's a right.
80 kilometers is the right answer.
Yes.
I did not know that. So one right, another to go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What should a driver do if they see a red warning triangle on the road?
Slow down.
Yeah, I'll give you that. The driver should slow down and expect a hazard up ahead.
Well done, Sophie. You're smashing this.
They're easy questions.
No,
okay.
Last
question
one.
Three. When is it permissible to overtake another vehicle on the near side, so the left-hand side? When can you do that?
When the other car is turning right, she's telling me here.
Oh, Sophie.
Yeah, when the vehicle in front is signalling to turn right.
Ah, yeah, same thing, Sophie.
Well done.
Sophie.
You have this nailed.
This is like in the bag, not a bother on you. Happy Christmas. Theory test, back pocket. You're going to smash it. Well
Best
done, Sophie.
It, all right.
Well done, Uncle Ben.
Will she get her licence in the post then, or how does this work?
Killian will print it out on the laminator upstairs now in a few
Brilliant.
Minutes time. Yeah, we'll get that sorted.
I'll get it sorted there now.
It'll only have the Beat Breakfast logo on it, so it won't be like, you know.
Oh, that's fine. Just throw, make her 18 for the Pope and all, will you?
Okay.
What a
sound, Uncle Ben.
Listen, guys, happy Christmas. Thanks for chatting to us. Have a good day.
See you and bye.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103. Wake up.
Do it. Hit him on this, right?
So yesterday, in the background, we have the television on here in studio, right? And we always have our Ireland AM. Good morning, Tommy. Good morning, Warren, and all the gang.
And there's our Sean Defoe,
and
our
Sean
political
Defoe.
Reporter on.
And we don't listen to it. We just have the picture on. It's nice to feel like we're in the same boat. We're all up at this air together. Anyway, I was watching yesterday, and this girl, gorgeous girl called Erin King, who is a sports star.
Oh.
Athlete. Erin was on the show yesterday and the jumper was absolutely stunning.
She went on with it for about half an hour.
I googled like to try and find, like I described the jumper.
And it was that moment I had my brainwave. Wouldn't it be brilliant if there was a Shazam type app that you hold it up to like somebody's jumper or top or clothes or on telly.
Stop giving away. That's a patent. Like you could patent that.
I know. But anyway. Just, I don't have the technical skills to do it. And it would tell you where you could get it and how much.
But I couldn't do that. And then I thought about it again this morning and I went, I can't get that jumper out of my head. It's a beautiful jumper, it'll be lovely over the Christmas period, and this has given Niall massive secondhand embarrassment.
She's just sent her a message directly on Instagram.
I said, Erin, I was obsessed with your jumper yesterday. Where is it from? Love heart emoji. And Niall can't handle the fact that, like, I would. You can't. You find that really like.
No,
oh my God.
It's each their own. I'm just intrigued now because obviously that's gone into her. You know that dodgy folder that you know the where the weirdos hang out.
Not everybody has a dodgy folder. I let everyone in.
Oh, do you?
You have a dodgy folder.
And so the question is, will Erin get back to show before 10 a.m. this morning to tell her where the jumper is from? We will keep you posted.
Give me the goss. On Beat with Supermax. Enjoy your favourite Supermax meal wherever you are. Available for takeaway, collection, delivery or drive-through. Supermax.ie.
Right, we've touched on board games a couple of times over the last few weeks because obviously it's a thing at Christmas and a lot of families partake. And somebody yesterday suggested that Killian get Uno for Christmas because you were saying you wanted to get like a new game for your family, right?
Yeah.
Uno, for anybody that doesn't know, is a brilliant card game. It's got Jeopardy. It's got, I suppose, like, I think it's up to 4 players can play. It's a brilliant game. If you haven't played it, it's a card game. You should get on it. It's very complicated. And I said this to Niall and he kind of scoffed at me, didn't you?
Well, I just looked at how much you struggled with last question, last answer only. And I was like, you're playing a complicated game?
Right, okay. I see what you're doing there, yeah. You're questioning me. Well, I play against my child and she wins a lot of the time. But anyway, Uno, the creator of the very popular board game, has come out and said that we're playing it all wrong. This is going to mean nothing to you guys, but it will mean something to you if you play Uno, right?
Okay, do you play Uno? Does this mean something to you? Let her know.
Just WhatsApp us Uno right now because I know there's a lot of Uno lovers across the southeast. So this is for you guys, right? You know the +4 card? Basically, a +4 card, right? You put down a +4 card, Niall, right, on a pile. And the other person that you're playing against has to, or whoever is next in line, has to pick up 4 cards, right? But creator of Uno says, if someone puts down a +4 card, you must draw 4 and your turn is skipped. My mind is blown. You can't put down a +2 to make the next person draw 6. You know you've tried it. Hashtag Uno forever. Yes, I have tried it. And Eve has often put down a +4 and then a +4 on top of that. So I'd be there +8 and I've to skip a go. Apparently you're not allowed to do that. You pick up your 4 and that's it. You can't place another card down on top of it. You can't counteract a +4. Have I explain myself well enough. Anybody that plays
this is like a real foreign language to me. You're talking for the last 2 minutes, to be
honestly,
honest.
Honestly, I feel like I'm talking to the wall this morning. Is there anybody out there? Do you understand what I'm talking about with the plus four?
Well, all I know is we've got one message so far from Stu, who says you absolutely can plus four a plus four.
Stu, darling, I would have thought the same thing until the creator of Uno's after coming out and ruining
it's his
Christmas.
His bloody game, his rules.
Creator, Stu, creator of Uno. You can't plus four a plus four, all right?
Okay, can I move on?
Well, you didn't say anything.
I have nothing to say. I have nothing to add.
You should play Uno. It's okay. Such a brilliant...
I've said it before.
You said before we came on.
I was only winding you up.
So do you know what I mean about the plus?
No, yeah, of course I do. I like Uno Reverse. That's my favourite card.
Reverse.
Like, Sylvie says, makes sense. Played like that already.
Oh. Well done, Sylvie. Well done. You and the creator of Uno. So much.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102 103. Wake up. Do it. It's a holiday. Turning up the speakers louder, we can celebrate. Beat Breakfast.
We love Christmas. It's a holiday.
So, as we mentioned a few minutes ago, Sho had to scoot off. Rather, well, it was unexpectedly in that she did know this early in the week and she told us, but then forgot until she got the warning at 8:55 that the meeting was about to start. And she's flown out the door and left myself and Killian here to host the show. But she has made a rookie mistake, guys.
Rookie mistake.
What's she done?
She's left herself logged in on her work emails and her personal emails. And any time that happens when I'm on throwbacks after, I'll always have a bit of fun and like start replying. So I remember Claire, who is out in the office, was sick one day, and I sent her a really like convincing message that was sure. I was like, hey darling, hope all is well, hope Graham is feeding you chicken noodle soup. see you lovely. And like, she thought it was from show. So we have a big email thread with a lot of people.
Okay, so
in the
all of the creative team, so that's the digital, the video people, the on air people, the management, are in this kind of email thread, and we're getting a video ready for Christmas time, and the final cut has just come in and people seem happy enough with it. So as a starting point, just to start the messing, you're going to respond to everybody in the group on behalf of show.
I've typed in an email saying, amazing guys, big well done, love heart. Let's hope for more big yikes in 2025, lovelies.
Will I hit send now?
That's gone to anyone. Okay. But I want to have more divilment this morning. I want to go on a secret mission because like, we have the ability to email anybody in this company.
Yeah,
like,
and that company is hundreds of people across the country in different radio stations, from presenters to management and all the rest. Now, I'm getting a look from the boss here, right? We don't want any HR issues. We don't want to get her in trouble, right?
Oh, I wanted to email Pat Kenny. Can't wait for a buggy tonight, mister.
But we're looking for some suggestions as how we could mess a little bit. Like, I don't know. I was just thinking there, like, something like, you know, she's admitted that she's eaten all these Snickers. She's had way too many. I think she had 7 in the end. So maybe she could email the tech team, who also look after the whole office, and ask that they keep a toilet clear for her today. Don't let anybody else
Show's
toilet on the door, right? Something like that. Yeah, it's not sitting, the Snickers aren't sitting right. Can you block off a toilet for me today?
Big yikes.
Big
no
yikes. So any suggestions here? How should we mess, or how far should we go?
What type of email should we send? Who should we send?
She can email other presenters, she could email the tech team, she could email the management. I don't know. No HR issues here, please. I'm just reminding you that. Don't want any trouble. But how could we pretend to be Show in a funny way? Show has made the rookie mistake of fleeing the studio and leaving both her work email and her personal email open, and we're wondering, how can we leverage this to our advantage this morning? Now, we weren't expecting you to go so crude, so deep, so quickly, right? But we had a message in here from Sheehan, who says, if she's logged into her personal email, you could reset her Insta password and have fun there too. While I would love to do that and take over her story for the day. As I said, HR, just worried about the HR, privacy issues. Not going to go there, right? Now, we're getting some other suggestions in. Mark was on to us, and we should have thought of this because we mentioned last hour a big party tomorrow night with all of the radio people from across Ireland, some of the big stars there. One of the names mentioned was the legend, the man himself, Mr. Pat Kenny. And Mark says, come on, Pat Kenny, you took the words out of my mouth. You got to do this. So I've just done a draft email here, right? And it says, Dear Pat, I hope 2024 has treated you well. I've been a big fan for years, and I must say, the Late Late was never the same without you. I'm hoping we get the chance for a proper sit down and chat at the Christmas party tomorrow night. We have a lot to catch up on, darling. Yours truly, Shona. What do you reckon? Good.
Yeah. Send it. His send.
Send. Send. Okay. What have you got?
I've got one to support, which is basically our tech team here at Beat. So the subject is toilet tech. Hey, my darlings. A listener sent in a box of celebrations into the office. I'm not going to lie to you. I've overindulged by eating 8 mini Snickers. My tummy is slightly off, and I feel a big load is on its way.
Oh, no, no, no.
Could you reserve a toilet for me, please? As I feel when it's coming, there won't be any stopping it. P.S. Work away on the celebrations at your own risk.
I love it. And we've got one more suggestion here written for us from Stephen, who says... shown an email to send all. Subject, Christmas party 2024. I says, hi all, I would love to show off my performer talent by performing for you all at this weekend's party. I will keep the act as a surprise. Lots of love. Show.
I'm sending that one.
Send it, send it.
Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.